The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show once again. It is Sunday, February 27th. They're in the Central Standard Time Zone. And for the next hour or so, we're going to continue our discussion about REPS, which is real estate private partnership syndications, what they are, why you might want to invest in them, and more importantly, how do you assess the math of individual specific transactions. We always start the show with the question, when was the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or create significantly more wealth over the rest of your lifetime? That's what we do. We are planners. Most CPAs are simply reporters that focus on what happened last year as opposed to focusing on helping you achieve twice the financial freedom that others on the air, the self-made millionaire boastful types, claim to help you achieve. And you probably also hear statements about it not being about the money, it's about the lifestyle. And as my clients have decided, it's absolutely about the money and it's about the lifestyle, which only the money will help you achieve. So when you hear that comment, make sure you got your wallet in your hand, safely protected, because there's going to be an expensive membership proposition made to you shortly thereafter. And I'm going to suggest you pin any membership benefits or claims to the money, not the lifestyle. You might ask those groups where their name originated from. I think you'll get some interesting answers if you ask each one of them how they came about, when they started, how long they've been doing it, and how they acquired their names. Some interesting stories out there. In any event, as I said, if you've tuned in before the Sunday show, we have two shows. One's on Saturday, which is more generally about tax planning. The 5 o'clock show on Saturday, 5 p.m., we do talk about syndications, but tangentially typically. Sunday's show is solely focused on REPS, and again, it's a deep topic. There's a lot to understand if you're going to successfully invest. And I'm going to suggest to you that you always, always should consult with your existing professionals, advisors, etc., to make sure that what you thought you heard is the current law. The laws are in flux, as you know, if you stay tuned to what Washington's up to. And in any event, should never just go do something on your own. These are expensive, expensive mistakes if you invest with the improper vehicle, if you invest in the wrong deal. Each of these transactions are different. They meet different objectives for different people. And you want to make sure that your money is going into a transaction that it will achieve what you're hoping to achieve, because it's very much akin to getting married. And you know, you're going to be married to that syndicator, that sponsor, the lead partner, etc. The property, in effect, these are typically most of my clients are involved with multifamily apartment buildings or complexes, However, there's other platforms out there. In fact, I was just looking at one where on the current available list, they've got self-storage, they've got cannabis funds actually undertaken by a real estate group, apartments, industrial, office, there's a hotel in the current mix. So that's the beauty of the top shelf, the major leagues of syndications. And I would suggest to you that the local investor platforms we have, while they're, you know, differing degrees of success, I mean, if you surveyed the transactions of one of the leading platforms in the country, Space in Houston, and they have shows on this station every day, by the way, I've been looking at transactions that that group's members have participated in, and I've participated in for the past 20 years, and I can tell you that you hear about a few of them on the radio, and those are the ones that hit the grand slams. And boy, there's a lot of them that are bunts and singles. Not too many strikeouts, thankfully. But, you know, every transaction does not achieve what the ones that you hear about on the radio do. You need to be very clear you understand that. And you need to understand how to review the deal docs that are made available, the document stack, if you will, for each of those transactions to understand the key verbiage here is what you're signing up for. You always want to understand what you're signing up for. You want to understand the predicates, the assumptions that have been used to prepare the targeted investment returns. And only by doing so will you have a good understanding of what a winner looks like versus an also-ran. And, of course, it's all based on pro forma information. But that said, we'll help you. If you choose to join, the benefits of today's market is that there's no mandated reason that you have to join, spend $20,000 or more to become part of a group to undertake real estate private partnerships. There are more than a few direct options, many direct options, I should say, that you won't understand at first. But again, with our help, we can consult with you, help you understand what you're signing up for. And you can put that $20,000 to work where it'll give you an extra 10 to 30% per year on that capital. And moreover, will help save you many, many times that in tax if you're going to use your retirement money for the investments, which is where most of our family net worth is these days. So you don't have to deal with the travel agent. That's what I would compare the old school membership folks to. They're better at selling, by the way, in many cases than they are you know, undertaking real estate investments. So that being said, you know, that there's no way you're going to know that when you're coming in without any experience in investing in these types of assets. But I'm going to suggest to you, you might consider keeping the $20,000, taking advantage of our free offer for training, and we'll help get you to the same point to where you can invest in these transactions. We're going to go to a break now. We'll be back in a few minutes with the BA Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4.
So now that Russia has launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, it's important that our leaders show unity, strength, and competence to our adversaries.
The purpose of the sanctions has always been and continues to be deterrence.
No one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening.
Or that.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. This is our Syndication Math Sunday show. We're talking about syndications. And one thing that's kind of newsworthy that I'm going to recommend if you have an opportunity, March 16th and 19th, I believe it's at the George R. Brown, the annual Houston Real Estate Expo is taking place. One of the membership platforms that I mentioned earlier, who has a show on this station every day, puts that on. And I would recommend anyone that's thinking of investing in real estate attend that event. Very impressive. You'll have your appetite whetted for how you too can participate. And but I would further recommend that you circle back to us to speak about the use of your retirement funds, because you're going to hear some true amateurs at that event talk about how to do that. And as Red Adair used to say, the famous Houston oil well firefighter, if you think professionals are expensive, just try the amateurs. And I'm going to suggest to you that if you'll go take a look at the BAPlanner.com website, that's BEAPLANNER.com, and scroll to the bottom of that homepage, take a look at the 401 math illustration, where you will see that just on $350,000 of 401k money, that if you rip the Band-Aid off, as they suggest, when you take your two-day training, which, by the way, I think they've got a session coming up this next week. It's in the same building I office in, 11200 Westheimer. And again, I'm going to suggest that that two-day weekend is worth the price of admission. Go for it. You know, $500 to $750. I don't know what they're charging these days. I know that's what I paid back in the day to take it. And very, very impressive depth of coverage. It's just like with so many things you'll hear in these membership platforms, half of it's a lot of hot air. It's not true. Half of it's true. Unfortunately, you just don't know the difference. I do, because I've been around these groups for quite a while. I've worked with clients from quite a few of these investor mentor programs. I was a vendor in the aforementioned group that does the expo for 18 years. Trust me, I understand the ins and outs, and I can tell you that if you look at that 401 math illustration, that you will be giving away the chance to win a $24 million lottery. Not a chance. It will be a $24 million lottery if you invest the money correctly over the next 30 years, compared to you investing it with the IRS. And you may want to go check and see what the IRS's ROI, or rate of a return on investment is. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's still zero. I still think that when you send money to the IRS, it's zero. So when you send in the $95,000 approximately on that $350,000 401 because you liquidate it, because you're told, oh, you're going to make so much money, you won't miss the $95,000 in tax. And also, you're going to have some K-1s that come in, partnership K-1s, where you're going to get to write off deductions on those K-1s next year against your income. Two things are wrong with that. Number one, I'm not just worried about the $95,000 you're going to send today. I'm worried about the other $24 million that you won't be getting over the next 30 years. If you're in your 50s, the IRS has you living to the ripe old age of 85, 86 if you're a male, 87, 88 if you're a female. Trust me, you need the extra 95,000 times 1.2 times 1.2 times 1.2. Keep going out to 30 times. Take a look at your calculator. It's north of $24 million. And I understand there's a lot of assumptions in that number. It assumes it stays fully invested. It assumes that you get it into the right transactions. Correct. Just like it assumes when you say you should rip the Band-Aid off, that you're investing with the IRS for the rest of your life, that is a certainty that you are not getting $1 of return on that $95,000 when you send it to the IRS. So it'll be like you having the chance. You would have won the lottery, but you never got the word. No one ever explained to you that you could have achieved twice the financial freedom minimum that you would achieve, same investments, same assumptions, same everything, except you picked a more intelligent, professional option that the amateurs don't seem to understand. And happy to discuss that with you. In fact, if when you go to the baplanner.com website, top right corner, you'll see a link for intake forms. If you'll complete those forms, I'll prepare a 401 math illustration for your specific facts and circumstances that I will show you firsthand several things. Instead of just spouting off loud and from the front of the room that we'll retire you in 5 years, or actually I think Self-Made Millionaire says 2.5 now. I believe I heard a radio show that said on average their members retire in 2.5 years. That could not be further from the truth. I've got many, many clients that are members of that group that I could prove it with. And I'll tell you mathematically, once you understand how the math on private syndications work, you will understand that just as I say, the only way you're going to retire in 5 years, probably not 2.5, 5 years, is if you have at least $1 million to get started after tax, and you define retirement as $60,000 or more, each year. That's how you are going to choose to live in retirement. That's slipped out several times on the aforementioned radio show. And I'm just telling you, if that's what you decide you're going to live on in retirement, that's wonderful. Doesn't have to be that way. You could generate at least twice that if you did it with the right vehicle. And I'll also tell you that if you want to pay tax, we'll accommodate you with the right structure so that once you've paid the tax, you're truly done with paying tax to the government on your investments that are yielded from the remainder of your funds, as opposed to doing it the way they suggest, which is, parting with the tax to where now your money's totally out of the retirement plan structure. And you've got a date now with the IRS about every 6, 7, 8 years when you exit or the partnership sells the building. And I'll show you why that is a suboptimal. That is the worst of the four options you have for working with retirement monies. It's the worst one. It's not the best one. It's truly the work of amateurs when you hear the statement that, oh, you should just rip the Band-Aid off. Let's go invest the money. How about let's not rip the Band-Aid off and go invest the money, and we'll end up with twice as much financial freedom. In any event, you know, at the expo on March 16th, I know there's going to be tons of sessions. I know I spoke at that expo for two or three years back, starting 5 years ago. And to my knowledge, no one else has explained the $24 million potential increase in your family's net worth until I did it before I parted ways with that organization. But in any event, ask if there's a there will be a tax panel there. I'm sure there was every year, something I used to participate in. Ask any one of the experts there how you can add on a $350,000 401, how you can add $24 million in net worth as opposed to getting rid of just the $95,000 tax that doesn't turn into anything. Just, you know, see what they say. It's doubtful that those folks still, they didn't understand it then, they don't understand it now would be my guess. But hey, give me a shout or fill out our intake forms and then schedule a call. It's at the link right to the left there. If you are interested possibly in working with us because you have decided you want to learn how to access retirement money to invest in real estate private partnerships under the optimal Internal Revenue Code sections to double your retirement lifestyle or lifestyle, as the case may be, and get tax-free income for life if it's structured correctly, you know, again, fill out the forms. Don't put off retirement for another 5, 10, 15 years if you don't need to. And I say retirement, I don't mean you stop being productive. What I mean is if you had a choice of anything you wanted to do in life when you wake up tomorrow morning, being able to do that, you know, it's doing whatever makes you happy, essentially. And so we'll definitely help you find the right structure to invest what you have to work with, whether it's $350,000 or it's $2 million or $8 million, whatever you've got. And in terms of what we do, you know, we work with you on finding syndication deals. We take the time to help you vet those deals mathematically. We point you in the right direction on vetting the syndicators. That's very much a personal thing. You know, some of my clients may find some syndicators to be, you know, somebody they wouldn't want to necessarily be married to. Others may be very comfortable. That's something that we can help answer your questions on that front, but we clearly want you to vet the intangible. We'll help you with the tangible mathematics to save you wasting time with transactions and syndicators where even the pro forma data doesn't achieve the objectives that we show in your 401 math illustration. And in any event, we're looking for people that want to invest passively. If you're a syndicator out there where you're the lead partner, we definitely will share our thoughts with you on how you can be very successful raising capital if you'll provide a more investor-friendly option. We'll tell you exactly what that translates to, and it also will translate to benefits to you. It's very much a win-win with folks that have these 401 trust structures that we work with. It's interesting, once syndicators understand that the 401 trust partner cannot use deductions. I don't care if you give a K-1 to a 401 trust that has $10 million of income on it or $10 million of losses. It doesn't matter. The 401 trust is the only vehicle under the code that does not pay tax on passive real estate investments, period. The tax that gets paid is if and when the money is taken out, and at that point it's based on the tax rate of the party that's pulling it out. And if you're in that $100,000 to $150,000 after tax you know, retirement definition, that's typically no more money in tax over, say, a 7-8 year period than if you rip the Band-Aid off on the front end and now you're getting hit with a tsunami of capital gains and recapture tax every 7-8 years. You'll find you're no worse off to do it the way that we structure the 401s. And by the way, if anybody says, well, the 401 doesn't pay you, you pay it, that is so misunderstood. Again, amateur advice. And I'm going to suggest to you, the 401 trust, you are the trustee, you are the administrator, you decide who, when, where, and how much to invest, and you decide who to write the checks to. And by the way, that can be you if and when you're ready to start taking money and pay the tax that's due and penalty if you're under 59 and a half for simply the amount of money you take out this year. It's not the whole amount that you have in the plan. Big difference in terms of the outcomes and the throughput versus the rip the Band-Aid off approach. It's time for another break. And by the way, if you want to call in, the number here at the station is 558-5738. We'll be right back.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
From annual checkups to managing chronic conditions, taking care of your health should always be a priority. At Houston Methodist, our primary care doctors are available to provide personalized care for you and your family safely. We offer a variety of convenient ways to get care from us, from same-day sick visits to extended hours at select locations. And we are taking every precaution to keep you safe during your visit. Choose your doctor or schedule online at houstonmethodist.org/stayhealthy.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
I am a seeker, and you are a teacher. You are a reacher, so reach down. Of your care each day.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I want to pivot now and talk about just for a short period, because, you know, what I have learned over the last year and a half that we've been doing one of the shows, and I guess here for a couple months on the second one, is that I pick up new listeners literally every week because I get emails that ask questions where I realize, oh, okay, I've forgotten. You know, we discussed that 6 weeks ago, but, you know, you can't just assume people were listening or even on, you know, the show that day. And so I guess the predicate of why you would be listening to this show at all is that you've finally figured out private partnership syndications are a good alternative to putting your money into a savings account or investing in the stock market, where your money's effectively, you know, a single-dimensional investment. Whereas with the real estate syndication, your money's working for you on multiple fronts. It's generating cash flow. It's using leverage, where, you know, you take $2 and you get the benefit of an asset that's costs $10 because you've got a lender that'll put up the other $8, you know, if we're using that as an example. There's appreciation that happens for a number of reasons, primarily because the property, once you or the partnership that you invest in acquires it, if the syndicator is a savvy syndicator that understands how to increase the operating income, NOI, net operating income from a property, that allows the investors to get a chunk of money back without selling it, because the increase in net operating income provides the ability to refinance that property or sell it, although typically a refinance will be undertaken 2 to 3 years or maybe sooner after your partnership acquires that asset. And then, of course, you know, we've got other ways to capture equity based on improvements that get made and, you know, again, changing the operation up a bit and adding things like smart home packages, covered parking or garages, valet trash, smart home packages, or did I say that? I guess that's one of the real common ones now, so it bears repeating. And then there's assorted other ways of stimulating some additional cash flow. And when you realize that spending a dollar increases the value of the property maybe by $5 or $6, depending on the cap rate that's involved, which is part and parcel, the two biggest components of the equation for how much extra value is created, net operating income being one, the cap rate that an investor might require being number two, or a bank, as the case may be, if it's a refi. And so, you know, the concept of, you know, comparing projects A, B, C, D, E, and F, that's where the difficulty arises. And, you know, when you look out across the plethora of available options, it becomes a lot more complicated than just handing somebody your money. And I'm going to tell you, folks, there's membership platforms out there where you're just going to hear, well, you know, we've already vetted the syndicators. You just need to get your money ready and get it into these investments. And I'm just telling you, you know, if would you probably wouldn't even go to the grocery store and take that approach. I think most of us want to go see what we're buying, right, at least to the extent we can. And I'm going to tell you that the good and the bad, the blessing and the curse of direct syndication investment. And I'm going to tell you, the platforms, the travel agents, as I call them, there's no lock, there's no guarantee that you're going to avoid this. And so whether you're doing a membership-based approach or whether you're investing direct or both, as the case may be, which you certainly can do, you have to understand what you're signing up for. And the documents that are put out for each one of these syndications is, you know, an area of complexity that you'll have to see it before you can understand it. Speaking of, one thing I wanted to mention that was in the news this week, and this could have a material impact on this real estate private partnership area, is the SEC, that would be the Securities and Exchange Commission, has proposed that the definition of an accredited investor be raised from the current $1 million level up to $10 million. That is a material change that will change the way capital is raised at a certain level. Now, again, some of the more higher end syndicators, let's say some of these transactions that are in the $50 to $100 million range, they might have enough accredited investors, even at $10 million, to get the deal done. But, boy, I tell you, there's a lot of smaller transactions that 35 partners, which is the maximum with folks that are non-accredited or unaccredited, that's going to limit your capital, because I would suggest the average investment by an investor is somewhere in that $100,000 to $150,000 range. And so if you're raising 25% of the capital, that's going to limit you to, you know, 12.5, somewhere in there, 12,500,000. in terms of the projects that you can take down. So it's going to be interesting to watch that. The SEC is supposed to pick that up or put it out for public comment. I believe it's in April. And let's hope that that doesn't become the law of the land, or that's going to have some massive changes with regard to what you can invest in. And I'm not going to tell you that that means you should hurry up and you know, get access to your money and let's get it invested by then. But I'm going to suggest if you're thinking you may do this in 3 years, well, the rules may be markedly different. But in any event, just an aside there that I meant to mention earlier. The concept of, you know, why to invest, again, cash flow leverage, equity and appreciation, tax advantages. The tax advantages are not generally going to be seen in the early years, but all the losses that you'll be limited to being able to claim as a passive investor will carry forward. And so, you know, to a certain extent, we do get some preference in terms of the investment deductions available to investors. It's just the passive investor is very much limited on what they can access. And I also wanted to mention, I saw an article recently that referred to real estate. This is another reason, or this is really the reason I would suggest, if you want something tangible to put your hands around. This information I'm getting ready to share with you is taken from a groundbreaking paper, is how this site describes it. And it is, if you go dig the paper up online, the San Francisco Federal Reserve looked at a period that extended well over 100 years. I believe it was up through 2015, and looked at the asset classes of stocks, bonds, and real estate, looked at the volatility, and looked at returns. And real estate had low volatility, you know, slightly more than bonds. Bonds were at 8.91 factor. I guess that's a percentage on volatility. Real estate was at 10.7. Stocks were at 22.78, almost 23%. So in any event, the returns over the same period, real estate was the highest on average, 11.6%. Bonds were 6.1. Stocks were at 10.75. So bottom line is real estate achieves higher returns with a lot less volatility, less than half that of the stock market. And so I think that in a nutshell is why, you know, real estate investors have built significant wealth. If you look at the Forbes 400 list, I've lost track of how many are there because of real estate, but it's well over a majority, I believe, at the last point I checked. In fact, it may be as high as 80 or 90%. I know it has been in the past. So for those of you that want it for more than just, oh, it's a great place to make money from a CPA on the radio, go pull that Fed Reserve report, and I think you'll be, it gives you a certain sense of confidence that this isn't a Johnny-come-lately asset space. Returns have been significant for quite some time. Let's see, I'm going to say one more thing before we go to the break. If you're coming to the training next week at our building, there's a one of the groups that I mentioned is having their two-day workshop next week. You know, we will be announcing, I believe we're going to announce it this next weekend, so you're welcome to try to stop by. We should have some people there at the office this time of year anyway. We're going to provide a series of workshops, short vignettes, if you will. My good friend Steve Yeo of Yeo CPAs, which shares an office with me there, will be providing some accounting, real estate accounting and bookkeeping, some moderate tax advice, it's starter, introduction on topics that apply to real estate investors. We're going to offer those free of charge if you have joined one of the platforms. So if you take my advice and join that two-day workshop and end up buying into one of those membership tiers, just understand you've got some independent CPAs that are willing to include you in some training we're doing to help you achieve sophisticated investor status, which is for the non-accrediteds, so they can partake in these real estate private partnerships. And again, if you've already joined the platform, we won't charge you for our classes. And only if you become a client, we get into some of the strategies that we offer, will you be charged. But just wanted to mention that. And, you know, typically you'll have some time to take breaks, things like that. Just come downstairs. Our office is right off the elevator to the right as you're walking in from the parking garage. And, again, this is what we do, is this type of service with real estate investors. So, anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back here in a few minutes, and I'm going to pick a couple of the current crop of syndications and give you some metrics to stew on and tell you how to read those. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
This is Kevin O'Hara with O'Hara & Company Real Estate. At O'Hara & Company Real Estate, we believe in God, family, and country. In the past 50 years, people have been trying to remove all three of those from our thinking. Fight for what you believe in and protect your freedoms before they're all taken away. Don't let anyone infringe on your rights. If you need a real estate company, call O'Hara & Company Real Estate, 281-373-3393, or look us up on the web at O'HaraRE.com. I'm Kevin O'Hara. God bless America and God bless Texas.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be A Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Big dreams and faded dreams.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I forgot to mention, if you're interested in our real estate private partnership syndication sophisticated investor training, this is for folks that are not accredited or non-accredited, I guess is the proper term. Go to the BAPlanner.com website and just fill out that brief opt-in on the email pop-up, and I'll assume if it came in today that you're someone that needs to be put on a list to be notified of that training. And we'll probably do it a couple nights during the week, and then maybe on one day on the weekend, probably a Saturday. These will not be long sessions. And we'll break them up to keep them interesting, because this is, unfortunately, this is the grinding it out part when you start looking into these transactions, and, you know, there's several hundred pages of documents that you have to at least have some understanding of. And, you know, I go back, you know, 15, 20 years ago when I drafted, I don't know, at least half a billion dollars worth of project operating agreements, I understand exactly where the snakes are slithering around in the weeds. I understand how to interpret provisions that turn into taking money out of your pocket and put it in the syndicator's pocket, you know, where a transaction that might represent an 80-20 split between passive and leads, or at least that's what they say it is, by the time you factor in the fees and the significant dilution of your capital turns into more the reverse, you know, maybe a 20-80 scenario, and we're going to help you avoid those transactions, or moreover, we'll help you get a better deal. I mean, you know, syndicators often cannot change what they've already put out in terms of the private placement memorandum, but to the extent it's voluntary and they're providing a similar outcome for everyone in a certain partner class, there can be some restrictions, some deferral of fees, et cetera. You know, we like to see our clients get at least double their money back before the syndicator is able to take significant fees, because we just feel like it's totally irrational that on day zero, in other words, the syndicator has just gone through closing and there's $2 or $3 million being wired to their bank account. We just think that's egregious. There's no reason at all at that moment that funds should be guaranteed to that syndicator any more than they're guaranteed to my client. Although I'm going to say, if I had to guarantee one or the other, my clients worked a heck of a lot longer to put the money together that they're getting ready to invest, and that syndicator has worked on that transaction. So if you want to argue with that, that's fine, but you'll be doing it without, I would assume, without my client's money. That said, your money is your money, and if you decide you want to invest with someone that operates that way, far be it for me to tell you not to. I don't tell you no unless it's a prohibited transaction for your 401 trust. In any event, I'm looking at a investment summary. This was from November 2021. I wanted to just give you some idea of how these transactions are presented. So when you see this stuff, you'll start to get a feel. But, you know, this is a $35 million transaction. There's a senior loan of $31 million. So it's, you know, pretty high loan to value, and that would be a red flag if it were me looking to invest in this transaction. I would suggest you stay between the 75 and 80% mark, because you know, as the Farmers Commercial says, one of my favorites is, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. And I'll tell you right now, anybody working in the real estate private partner space back in 2008, 9, and 10, when we saw the debt malaise, the Lehman Brothers went under, and, you know, all the syndicators that were trying to borrow money for transactions at that point pretty much had their loans yanked out from under them. Even though they didn't think they were investing with Lehman, Lehman was underpinning much of the commercial real estate loan volume back in the day, and so their deals didn't happen if they didn't already have the funding. But bottom line is 88.5% loan to value, that is a high amount of debt for you know, an apartment building. But in any event, when you look at some of the metrics here, the let me find here. Well, first of all, it's being purchased at a 3.73 cap rate. That's a really low cap rate, which means that's a really high price. And, you know, I don't know enough about this property specifically. I know it was down in the NASA Road, or no, the Space Center, Johnson Space Center area. In terms of the age, I believe this was about a 35 to 40 unit 35 to 40 year property, which means there were significant upgrades being planned. Yeah, let's see, it was built in 1970. So, yikes, that's a 50-year-old property. That property's almost as old as I am. I'm just joking. Actually, it's 10 or 11 years younger than me, but it's still an old property, and that's a lot of money for something that old. But in any event, there's a lot of if you look at the median incomes in that area, with Clear Lake schools, et cetera, that's a nice area to be, offering, nice, attractive rental housing in. So they may have picked a good area, but it's that's a lot of money to be paying for that age property. I was going to find out in this transaction, I was looking. Yeah, so we've got, one thing I'll look at first is the fees, and I notice we've got acquisition fees of $700,000. That gets paid at closing. There's other fees that you won't discover until you get further into the private placement memorandum, but there's an asset management fee, there's a property management fee. Those are typical, those are normal, they're about 5%. The targets for equity multiple here are 1.57, 16.7% targeted IRR. And let's see. Oh, and one thing you got to be careful of when you're looking at these targets, make sure you're looking at what the investor is targeted to receive, not what the partnership is, the project, because typically the project's going to have some equity involved that's not paid for necessarily. In other words, it's handed out because people are either part of a priority group or they're providing maybe a guarantee on the debt. So when someone tells you, our project is going to achieve this rate of return or cash on cash or whatever, always confirm, you mean the passive investor, not just the project, because that would be a big difference. In any event, the other thing you want to confirm is what the hold period is on the equity multiple, because a 1.57 equity multiple, which means if you put 100,000 in, you're getting a 157,000 out, including your original 100. That's great if that happens over 3 years, but if it goes much beyond that, that's not what we're suggesting you need to achieve. And so you've always got to restate that number based on about a 0.50 rate over each year, so that over 4 years you want to get to a doubling of that equity multiple. In any event, I want to go over some other transactions as well. We'll do that next week. And I hope you've enjoyed the show today. We covered quite a bit of material. I apologize for not having more time to spend on the transactions, but we'll pick up here next week. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.